Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, both on the radio side as well as online. We want to thank our first guest for joining us today, Kate Bracey, for being on the program to talk to us not only about her award-winning book, That Crazy Little Thing, but also what it's been like for her to share her own story with the world. Our next guest is someone that uses music to be able to share her story. Alyssa Morrissey is making her first appearance on our program to talk to us not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to see the way that that gift she's been given has really been reaching the world. She has a brand new single with Matt Williams called Make Love Tonight. If you haven't heard the single already, you will be hearing it here, and we'll be telling you how you can get it for yourself as well. Alyssa, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Hi, Cyrus. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine. I was joking with you before we went live here that, you know, you have been very busy, you know, not only promoting this single, but I think also sharing your story with the world. You know, this is something you've been doing really most of your life, Alyssa, being able to share your gift of music. You know, what has it been like for you to see the way that people are responding to it?
It's been an incredible journey so far. I mean, starting out so young, you know, it's hard to find a lot of people that can relate to you or, you know, imagine yourself relating to, you know, a huge market. But, you know, as I've gotten older and as I've played in front of lots of different audiences, it certainly has started to grow. And it's really cool to see that. And it's really great to see that, you know, you can have fans from super, super young to super old. So it's awesome that that everyone's really responding well to my music. And it's been a great journey. And I'm looking forward to what's more to come.
Yeah, and there's so much to come. There is a single now with Matt Williams that we'll be listening to, Make Love Tonight, as well as, of course, new music coming for your fans this summer. You know, I referenced it, and you mentioned it as well. You know, you have been sharing your gift, and it really is a gift, Alyssa, you know, with the world for quite some time. Do you think the key to why you are still here, because as you know, there are people who start on a particular journey or experience, and for whatever reason, they give up along the way, or there's something, you know, sends them another direction. Do you think it really is your love of music itself that has kept you going?
Yeah, I definitely would say that's probably why. I mean, it is a very difficult industry, and it could be, you know, easy to give up and get discouraged when things, you know, aren't going your way. But I have learned that every no that you get is taking you one step closer to that, you know, that big yes. And all the little things definitely add up. And the more and more you get out there, and then even the simplest gigs that you do can really benefit from, because you just never know who's watching. So for me, it's never been a matter of every no I've gotten has discouraged me and makes me want to give up. It just makes me want to try even harder.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that, especially in the world we live in today, Alyssa, is magnified because the Internet, you know, really, I think, has brought the world right to you. I mean, literally, people you've never met are now able to find out about you through programs like this, as well as others, you know, and being able to not only get to know who you are, but share it. Talk to us about that part of the experience. I know it's one thing for you to do a live show to be able to see those and that are out there and how your music is affecting them. What has it been like for you to hear from people who you've never met about how your music is touching them?
It's incredible. I mean, to be an artist these days, or even as an independent artist, we have so many opportunities with the social media that we can reach out to all these fans and people that we never knew and create these fan bases just, you know, with the touch of a button or with our computer or just typing up a little, you know, saying on Facebook or Twitter. And it's really incredible to see that and see the response that you can get just, you know, from the smallest things you do on there. So it's a great time, I think, for musicians and really for anybody that uses that to their benefit for whatever they're doing. But yeah, it's very cool to see, and I'm really pleased with the results so far.
Yeah, and speaking of the results so far, From the Gate, this single that we're going to be listening to, Make Love Tonight, yourself and Matt Williams, has been definitely getting a lot of buzz, a lot of attention, you know, either on YouTube, on iTunes, of course, and then, of course, you know, people talking about it because of platforms, you know, like this, because it's being played and being shared. You know, I have always said, and I'm curious to see your thoughts about this, you know, and I'm sure it's even more so with a duet, that, you know, everything in life is really almost like a dance. I mean, you kind of are playing your part, being able to kind of feel your way through. Has it been even more so when you are partnering with someone who also loves music so much as Matt does? You know, is that also part of the experience, the dance of being able to come together and create something great?
Yeah, definitely. It's always a pleasure when you get to work with somebody else and you get along so well with them and, you know, you can really create something amazing like that. And to see that everybody is enjoying that and there's such an incredible response from that is it's a really nice feeling. And, you know, you can really learn a little bit of something from everybody you work with. So this song has really taught me a lot about music and myself that I didn't know and that I didn't know that I could do. So I think it's an amazing thing when you can work with somebody and, you know, you can create something that you're really happy with and that you're proud of.
Exactly. I think that is definitely the case, and this song is definitely something to be proud of. For those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is Make Love Tonight, Matt Williams and Alyssa Morrissey. We'll be right back with more conversations right after this.
A couple years ago, you held my hand at the fireworks show. We said goodbye, but I never believed it was really the end of you and me. Now here we stand, like strangers in the night. Let's relive the past, baby, just turn down those lights. I wanna make out. Yeah.
There you have Make Love Tonight, of course. That is Matt Williams and Alyssa Morrissey. We've been talking to Alyssa today not only about her journey through music, but what it's been like for her to share that journey with all of you. And one of the great things I noticed about you, Alyssa, as I've been staying in contact with you online, is that you are not only, of course, a rising star in music, but you also are using the shine that you have and the attention that you're getting to bring attention to causes that matter to you. Why has that been something that's important to you? I know cystic fibrosis is something that you've been working with lately. Why is it important for you to be able not only to support other causes, but also to use that attention that you have to be able to do that?
I think it's super important that, you know, if you've got a following or people that look up to you or want to come watch you play or perform, it's great to use that to the advantage of the charities because, you know, if people want to come in and see us perform and see our shows, we bring them out to the gigs that we're doing with the charities, and it just raises so much more awareness and you know, brings attention to those causes that maybe those people never thought about before. And, you know, I tend to do that for anything, for any charities we get asked to, but I do have some that are very dear to my heart, like cystic fibrosis, that I've done for years now. And it's always such a pleasure performing there and doing what I can for that charity because it's an important one to me, and I love coming out and supporting it.
And I think that is the thing. And you're exactly right. I think it's so interesting how, because I know I've been guilty of this myself, you don't think about certain things until someone who you are in a circle with or something brings it up, like, oh, you know, didn't even think about that. You know, I could do this for that. Or, you know, even if I can't go to something. As you were sharing on Twitter, you know, if you can't come, okay, make a donation. Yeah, okay, I can do that. I can give a couple of bucks, you know, that kind of thing. I think that is so great. So you mentioned, and I referenced it earlier as well, Alyssa, not only do you have this single that's getting a lot of attention, you have new music coming out this summer as well. What can your fans expect from you this year?
I think they can expect some touring for sure. We're definitely going to be hitting up a lot of different places and hopefully getting it out there. But I'm kind of working on changing my sound a little bit, not going fully towards a pop side of things, but definitely doing incorporating a little bit more of that pop influence into some of the new stuff that we're doing and lots more writing. I haven't my past albums, I have worked with them and written songs for them, but we just didn't put them on those albums. So this it's really important to me right now to be doing some writing and putting that stuff out that I've written or co-wrote. So I'm really excited about that, and I'm really excited about for the fans to hear it.
Exactly. You know, you mentioned that, of course, and I think it's so great that you are, you know, being able to continue to be a distinctive voice. I think it's so easy for us these days, and whether we mean anything by it or not, Alyssa, I think you'd agree, that sometimes we do pigeonhole people. We automatically think of them a certain way. I think it's great for you to be able to showcase the various sides of yourself, you know, and being able to let that be out there. I think, like Make Love Tonight, I mean, it kind of has the feel. I think some people may say, you know, more pop. Some might see a little country, but I think to me the main thing is it's good music. I think regardless of what genre you put it in. So I think as long as you're able to do that, I think that's the fun thing. Last question I have for you, Alyssa, before we let our listeners know how they can, of course, get the single and stay in contact with you. Have you gotten used to having fans yet? Is that something that's kind of sunk in for you, that is part of what you do now?
It gets a little, I think a little bit, you get a little more used to it as it goes on, but I'm still, you know, I'm still amazed when I meet people or run into people who listen to my music or who know who I am and are, you know, keeping up on what's going on. And it still amazes me, and I'm so grateful for that, because just anybody who, you know, wants to turn my song up on the radio or downloads it or listens to it is just, it's a blessing for me, and it takes a little bit to get used to, I think.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to you. It definitely is well-deserved. Alyssa Morrissey, everyone, has been our guest. Make Love Tonight is a single available on iTunes right now. Make sure you guys go out and get it, share it with your friends, and let them know about it as well. Alyssa, how can our listeners stay in contact with you and all the great things coming up for you?
Well, sure. You can check me out on Twitter, of course, which is @AlyssaMorrissey, and my website, which is AlyssaMorrissey.com. And then, of course, I have a Facebook page as well, which is Alyssa Morrissey Music. And you can get the single on iTunes as well as some of my other music.
All right. So make sure you guys take advantage of that. Alyssa, thank you so much for the time today. And it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. I'd love to stay in contact with you.
Oh, thank you so much, Cyrus. Thank you so much for having us out.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine. Again, everyone, Alyssa Morrissey has been our guest. AlyssaMorrissey.com is the website. Make sure you guys are staying in contact with her. Also, I thought I was already following her on Twitter until I was listening to the single, and I went to tweet about this conversation, realized, you know what, I've been stalking her page, but I haven't actually followed her. So I'm following her on Twitter. Make sure you guys are following her, too, at Alyssa Morrissey is where you guys can find her. You can go to my page at twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Make sure you guys are following her and staying in contact with her about the music. Also, of course, we want to thank Michael Stover for making this conversation possible, and thank all of you for tuning in to another edition of Conversations Live. And if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast here about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. You can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons that you'll find there. Until next time, I am Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.